I'm Bill Littlefield.
Back then, I was totally against it. I think I was a small reason why they actually implemented the dress code.
That's New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony talking after a recent preseason game. 10 years ago, the NBA instituted a league-wide dress code. Goodbye to the days of traveling and sitting on the bench in baggy jeans and Timberland boots. Instead, players were expected to wear business casual attire. Mark Spears of Yahoo Sports has written a story titled How the NBA's Fashion Game Has Evolved in the 10 Years Since the 2005 Dress Code, and he joins me. Mark, welcome to Only a Game.
What's going on? How you doing?
In 2005, how did the players react to that new NBA rule?
Well, it's funny. At that time, I was covering the Denver Nuggets for the Denver Post, and, you know, those Nuggets players were certainly upset. I remember Marcus Camby had some choice words about it, saying that the NBA should pay for their clothing, which he now tells me he was just joking. But some felt it was racist. Some thought it was a slap at hip-hop. And some, just like a guy like David West, like, hey, man, I like being comfortable. So the initial reaction was one of anger and certainly one that was fought.
Some people called the rule the AI rule, figuring it was aimed quite directly at former star Allen Iverson. Why was that?
He was kind of the poster boy for the hip-hop look in the NBA. And, you know, I remember one game he wore a Bucks jersey on the bench to a USA basketball game. And that was probably something that turned the NBA off. And I talked to Andre Iguodala, now with the Warriors, and he played with him. He said that, you know, Allen was really, like, upset about it, but decided he's going to play by the rules. So he went and bought all these suits. But the thing was, all the suits were baggy, like the clothes, the hip-hop clothes he was wearing.
At the point when the rule came in, I guess the league was pretty serious. They had fashion police at the arenas. Did they ever actually bust a player for sartorial infractions?
Oh, yeah. David West is still bitter about it. David West now plays for the Spurs, and he was saying that there was certainly fashion police at the games, basically taking pictures and doing reports and sending it to the NBA. And I think there was this notion that it was just the black players. No, Tony Kukoc got in trouble for wearing a turtleneck on the bench in a leather coat or something like that.
Well, yeah, you know? Of course. Who would wear a turtleneck? What if somebody showed up in a leisure suit? Would they understand that as a joke?
I think you got to let that pass. If you're going to go to those lengths, you got to give him a pass. I'll pay his fine.
Now, one interesting development regarding the sartorial habits of NBA players is that some of these guys have taken it to the limit. Carmelo Anthony, who we heard say he initially opposed the dress code, has talked about starting his own hat line. His son was a model during New York Fashion Week. Here's Anthony talking again about that dress code.
I actually love it. I mean, now it gives us a chance to kind of be professionals. And, you know, times have changed. And I think now, you know, guys or the outsiders look at our league as a business now. And so we represent that well now.
It's not just Carmelo Anthony. Russell Westbrook has an endorsement deal with Barney's New York. Lakers guard Nick Young models for Forever 21. Basketball as stepping stone to fashion icon.
All-Star Weekend, that was, if you're in Times Square, you're going to see a 100-foot-tall Stephen Curry wearing express clothes dribbling a basketball.
Perfect.
It does seem now that the guys are really, really trying to have fun with it. And it's kind of funny to me because seeing a guy like Carmelo Anthony come into the league, you know, tough guy from Baltimore, and now to see him and his wife watching his son on the runway doing fashion in New York is fantastic.
Mark Spears covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. You can link to his story at onlyagame.org. Mark, thank you very much. This has been fun. I appreciate you joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, brother.